listening to hour number three of the program. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. That's 1-800-259-9231. And it is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features there we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. I should mention that we talked a little while ago about Jack Thompson, the scumbag lawyer who's made a name for himself by going after video game companies and crusading against violence in video games. He has gotten into some trouble with the Florida Bar Association, the Florida Supreme Court, apparently. And from what I understand, there's a slight chance we may be able to get Jack back on the show. I don't know how this is going to work, but apparently Danny LaDonne, the programmer of the Super Columbine Massacre RPG,
And that
particular video game, and filmmaker of a movie called Playing Columbine, is going to try to get him on our program. I don't know how he's going to do it. Odds are probably going to be that he'll fail at it, but he's going to give it a shot because he's going to be appearing on our show this Saturday, and we're looking forward to talking to him because his movie's coming out soon.
I've seen it.
Playing Columbine is what it's called. It's playingcolumbine.com is his website, and we're in it.
Yeah. Lots of sage little bits from me. I haven't noticed you say a thing yet.
Yeah, no, it's mostly you. I get in there toward the end with a comment or two.
I am the clever one. It's a really good movie, and yeah, there's not that much of us. Because
we're not really video game experts or anything like that. But he was nice enough to include us, and he also included some archives of Free Talk Live on the disc. You pop it into your DVD drive, you can actually listen to our interviews of Jack Thompson and Danny and Brian Fleming as well in high quality MP3. Brian Fleming from the Rational Response Squad, the Atheist. Outing the
blasphemy
atheist.
Something.
Yeah, the blasphemy challenge. That's
blasphemy challenge, yeah.
So all that's going to be on his disc, and he sent us an advance copies of it. I've watched it in full. Have you finished it yet, Mark? Are you in the middle of it right now?
I'm in the midst of it, and I'm really enjoying it.
Yeah, it's a great film. There's a trailer
up. I stopped to do the show. I mean, I didn't stop for any other reason.
There's a trailer up at playingcolumbine.com, so we'll have Danny on the program on Saturday. We'll talk more about it then with him, and who knows? Maybe he can pull the right strings with old Jack Thompson and get him to come back on Free Talk Live after he was the only person ever to hang up the phone on us. As far as guests.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to have much luck with that.
I don't think so either, but he's going to try. 800-259-9231. And we don't normally announce guests in advance, but I felt like doing this one. All right. Jeff is on the line in Texas. We go to your phone calls about whatever you want to talk about. Jeff, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Yeah, guys. I just wanted to talk a little bit about the 2008 election. And, well, first of all, I'm not a Democrat or a Republican. I'm an independent, and I just... you know, believe in picking who the right candidate is for various reasons. And in this case, I like Ron Paul because he's a constitutionalist. He wants to abolish the IRS, withdraw from the United Nations, and other reasons. But I wanted to point out that Senator McCain of Arizona, also running for president, his performance has been far less than impressive. I mean, he has flip-flopped on numerous issues. I mean, he's lied to the American people. I think this shows that he's a danger to the nation and can't be trusted. And then on the other coin, we have Hillary Clinton. And I think we're victims of the past rotten presidency of Bill and Hillary, who refused to acknowledge various things that went wrong and some treason and other things that happened during that administration. And, Congress being crippled by the Bush administration. And I think that everybody needs to beware of Hillary, the old cat's lunatic lunge towards Marxism, because she did study Marxism. And then on the other coin, we have Obama.
And he's a Marxist, too.
Well, I tell you, his babble about change and his endorsement of nuclear energy clearly shows he intends to make America one of the biggest toxic waste dumps in all.
Wait, Obama's behind nuclear energy?
He most certainly is.
Well, I like nuclear energy. It's not going to mean I'm not going to vote for the guy, but...
Well, I mean, not only that. I mean, he has, bad ideas can be corrected. But, brain insanity, some of the things that he wants to do, has no such remedy. And I tell you, this is, all of this being a making of one national catastrophe, guys. And I tell you, I agree with you
on that one. I mean, any one of those three major candidates for president winning is going to be bad news for freedom in America.
And the chances of them not winning are very, one of those three not winning is very, very sad.
Oh, yeah. I mean, odds are good it's going to be one of those three. Ron Paul's still in the race, and certainly there will be a libertarian candidate who may or may not be worth supporting. But either way, you know, the LP is never going to.
Well, the media is certainly playing a major role in suppressing Ron Paul's campaign. I mean, you know, I don't know what the, you know, what they're smoking or what kind of pills they're taking or who's lining their pockets, but you know, Ron Paul has more videos than any one of these candidates on YouTube. I mean, he's more popular on the internet, I think.
The media people acknowledge the Ron Paul campaign's existence. They acknowledge the. I've seen video of media people actually talking about the volume of emails and phone calls that they get from the Ron Paul activists. But
right.
At the same time, they don't cover the guy, and they pretend like he doesn't even exist. I mean,
right. Yeah.
they cover the internet anomaly that is Ron Paul.
Yeah.
But he's never going to win. In every single article, they say he's never going to win.
Right.
Well,
he
could win if the media would give him adequate coverage like they're doing Hillary.
And they're not going to.
And they won't.
They're absolutely not going to. So,
why do you think they're not doing that?
I don't know.
It's
because
a conspiracy.
Because they believe that the government can solve problems. And, you know, so, like so many Americans do. But, you know, in 10 years, in 15 years, the internet's going to be the major news source,
mm-hmm.
and those people are going to be the minor news source, unlike it is today. So I kind of can't wait till they, until it's just completely different.
All in good time. Jeff, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it, sir. 800-259-9231. I think that the problem with the media is not so much a backroom conspiracy, though certainly people with agendas who have their own media outlets can certainly sculpt things. I was looking at there was a news release recently about a radio station. Apparently a talk show host has made enough money being a general manager at a station to buy his own station somewhere in North Dakota or something like that. And he's calling his station The Flag. And, you know,
I've heard that kind of nomenclature for stations before. The Flag.
It's going to be a talk station.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the suggestion there is this is a nationalistic flag-waving station.
It does. I think it's a great name, personally. I mean,
I think it's pandering and it's awful. But I understand that it's going to work for him. People are going to listen to it and he's going to make ratings and sell stuff. But I just bring that up as evidence that certainly people who own radio stations and television news networks and things like that, they've got an agenda. Of course they do. Do they all have the exact same agenda? No, not necessarily. But generally, their agenda does include government. Whatever their particular viewpoint is, generally their agenda includes the government being involved in our lives and how they want our lives to be controlled by the government. Most of the people that work in the news media went to journalism school or didn't go, you know, to or whatever. They went through the government school system for the most part. And so they've been properly indoctrinated by the government to believe in government, to believe that government is the solution.
Don't forget the hubris that's involved. The major mainstream media, they know that they give the Americans the candidates.
That's
here,
true.
Americans, you may choose from this field of candidates. And Ron Paul was not one of the field of candidates that they were able to choose from.
Well,
you were able
to
pick
to a small
from the
extent,
Republican
yes.
side. You were able. What they were offering up was John McCain, Mitt Romney, Rudy Giuliani. These were the front runners. Huckabee was sort of
right, and even when Ron Paul,
guy.
Even when Paul would defeat soundly Giuliani or something like that, they would just brush it by.
Right, he came
it.
In third, or he came, you know, they would stop the list every time of who won just above Ron Paul. They kept him out because they didn't want, because they considered him a second tier candidate. So therefore, this is where the second tier ends.
Right, and probably again, some of the reason for that is because of the indoctrination process to get these journalists to believe in the idea of government. And if you've got a candidate out there that's spouting off libertarianism, as Ron Paul was, I mean, he was essentially, you know, 98% pure libertarian message. If you've got somebody that's spouting off those ideas to someone who believes in the idea of government, Ron Paul sounds like a lunatic. And so they tell themselves, well, Americans don't, you know, they're not going to believe in this. Americans want what I want, and they want government to do certain things. It's crazy to put this guy out in front of them. I mean, he's not even worth spending time on. So that's going to be their viewpoint, is that why do we want to put this lunatic in there? There's plenty of lunatics running for president. We can't cover them all. So they focus on the names, the political names, who, like you, the guys you mentioned. I think that it's all explainable, and it doesn't necessarily have to happen in some back room. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments,
periodicals,
computers,
software,
electronics,
photos,
cell phone,
office products,
home and garden,
bed and bath,
furniture,
kitchen,
pet supplies,
automotive,
hardware,
apparel,
shoes,
jewelry,
grocery,
healthcare,
sports and outdoors,
toys,
games,
used and more.
It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Let's face it, the political landscape today is all about blaming the other guy. Democrats blame Republicans, Republicans blame Democrats. But I've got to say, at least they're throwing rocks in the right direction. We libertarians are good about fighting amongst ourselves. It's time to pick a candidate, a serious candidate for president, and start moving forward. That candidate is George Phillies.
This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message, paid for by Phillies 2008.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
By the age of 60, half of all men have a prostate-related problem. Is there an alternative way to relieve suffering and pain of an enlarged prostate? There sure is. It's called Poulien, and it's offered exclusively from NaturallyPure.com. Poulien is a patented supplement for the treatment of prostatitis and BHP, also known as an enlarged prostate. Formulated by a Chinese master herbalist, Poulien contains vital nutrients proven to have powerful anti-inflammatory effects on the prostate. Put an end to those frequent trips to the bathroom with no adverse side effects. Right now, a two-bottle treatment is available for the low price of $49.95. Call 805-434-5444. That's 805-434-5444. Or visit them online at naturally, that's 1L and naturallypure.com. That's NaturallyPure.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 10% off of your order. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Stop the agony, stop the pain. NaturallyPure.com, your source for prostate health.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. They include the updates. Get signed up. We keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Just go to updates.freetalklive.com and get on the list for free. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
He's the enemy of the state. He's the agent of the sovereign individual. He's Tad Galahad, Freedom Fighter. The Anarcho-Capitalist Adventures series continues at freedom-engineering.com. That's freedom-engineering.com.
800-259-9231.
Yeah, I'm not going to call myself an anarcho-capitalist. But,
me neither. I'm a free marketeer.
I really like the idea of what he's doing here, using fiction to get people interested in the ideas of freedom, and I think it's going to work out very well.
Well, I mean, there are other authors out there that are doing it, and so the more the merrier.
Mm-hmm.
Let's continue here, and let's go to Stephen in Colorado. Your call's about anything. Stephen, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey there, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, you were talking about Ron Paul. It just caught my ear.
Yes.
I remember he won some straw poll somewhere where Romney was expected to win, and Romney ended up coming in second. And ABC News Online, their headline was, Mitt Romney comes in second in such and such straw poll. Yeah, and I scanned it for the words Ron and Paul together, and I found it about the fourth or fifth paragraph of the story.
Wow.
Yeah, so, and then the other thing I just wanted to throw out there, well, two things really quickly. I'm glad to see that Mark finally changed his shirt. He was wearing that capitalism shirt at least 2 days in a row that I saw.
No, it wasn't 2 days in a row.
I wear the same shirt several days in a row.
Yeah, now, Ian's the one that wears the same thing. Mine, however, I'm limited on shirts right now because most of my clothing's over at the new place I'm moving into, so my wife's been washing just about every day.
Well, Julia Julia does the laundry around here, and since I'm not going out and, you know, running in my shirt every single day and getting real sweaty or something like that, I don't really feel like I'm necessary. There's no reason for me to just toss a shirt in the laundry because I've worn it for a few hours in one day. So I'll wear it for, you know, a number of days. Not too long, but also not short enough to where I'm burdening her with a bunch of unnecessary laundry.
Yeah, people don't like to see the same shirt on you 2 days in a row, I can tell you that.
Well, too effing bad.
Well, the other thing, too, is I was very interested listening to the archives about your decision to break away from the Libertarian Party,
yes,
in an official sense, and then also to divest yourself of the moniker Libertarian. And
I'll reluctantly accept it. Obviously, I'm going to be labeled with that, simply because that's how things are going to be. If given the opportunity, I will always correct it to Free Marketeer.
Yes, and I was starting to feel the same way. It's kind of like we were moving along parallel paths, but for slightly different reasons. I heard Stephanopoulos describe Cheney as a libertarian Republican. I heard Glenn Beck call himself a libertarian over and over again. Neil Bortz over and over again.
Now, clown at work. The one thing I like to say about Glenn Beck is he is moving more libertarian.
I know, listen to his show.
But, you know, I mean, it's like, I don't even know how to describe it, but they're a little bit libertarian. They're certainly more libertarian than many.
All those guys are trying to do is make themselves seem different from the rest of the, you know, pack of Rush Limbaugh-like talk show hosts out there.
Yes,
that's all
exactly.
They're doing.
Right. So I dipped back into my ancient past the other day when we were talking about this issue, that issue, the other, and it was all issues where I fall on the left side of the spectrum, you know, the drug war, foreign intervention, et cetera. And so the guy said, "Oh, you must be a liberal." And I said, "Well, I'm a free market gun toting liberal, if you want to look at it that way."
How'd that go over for you?
Oh, well, I don't know. I'm not, I want to embrace labels, but I just can't find the right one that fits.
Yeah.
You know? So, but free marketeer sounds good enough.
Yeah, I like it. I think it makes sense. It's straightforward. And if people don't understand what it means, great, because then you can explain it to them. They don't have any preconceived notions about it.
Exactly. It leads into a lovely conversation. By the time
someone like Glenn Beck or Neil Bortz gets around to calling themselves free marketeers, we'll have won.
That's right. And then the very last thing before I go is thank you so much for having Goldsmith on your show, Gardner Goldsmith.
LG Grande, the Gardster.
That's right, you have turned me on to his show, and I've been downloading furiously.
That would be Gardner Goldsmith. We have him on. We try to have him on at least weekly on the program. Sometimes he gets busy and he can't be here every week. But you're actually going to get an extra dose of Gardner Goldsmith here in the upcoming weeks. Mark will be going away on a week-long excursion to Vegas, I believe, with Jason Osborne from Single CAI.
And Florida.
And so Mark's going to be gone from the show, and at that point, it'll give us an excuse to bring in the co-host, and that means Gardner Goldsmith will be coming in for a few more nights than normal. I'm going to give him a few bucks to get him over here because, you know, gas is not cheap.
No.
So I'm going to pay Gard to get him out here a little bit more often than you might hear. So I think we're going to have him on Friday and Saturday, the 30th and 31st.
Have we ever paid a co-host to be on?
I think Gard's the only one. Yeah, and so Gard's going to be here on the 30th and 31st, and then on the 6th and 7th, when both Mark and I will be absent, because we'll be in New York City for the Talkers New Media Seminar, so Gardner will be leading the show on that night, and I believe Julia will be sitting in with him.
That'll be a great show.
Oh, very cool.
So, yeah, it was good last year when they were together, so we're doing it again. Thanks for your call tonight, Stephen. Glad you're enjoying the program. Yes, sir. 800-259-9231, and you can go experience our buddy Gardner over at his website, libertyconspiracy.com. 800-259-9231. So, let's go to... You've got a story coming up here, Mark. Gen Xers. Mm-hmm. And the top 10 reasons why they're upset with their jobs.
Well, yeah, unhappy.
Unhappy.
With the terminology.
We're going to get to that in moments, but first a quick story from thesmokinggun.com about another evil child pornographer. Alex Phillips is his name. The Wisconsin teenager is facing felony child pornography charges for allegedly posting naked photos of his 16-year-old ex-girlfriend on his MySpace page. When contacted by police about the two images, he balked at removing the pictures of the girl, warned that he could face jail for publishing images of the minor. He told an investigator, F that, I'm keeping them up. According to a criminal complaint filed in circuit court, he told cops that he posted the photos because he was venting. Cell phone camera photos had been taken by the girl, so apparently she herself was the child pornographer. He was just a possessor of it, who provided them to her boyfriend at the time, Mr. Phillips. Along with posting the photos, he added explicit captions, which were pretty rude and awful. So this guy's kind of a low-life douchebag, but I don't think what he did was criminal. She gave him the photos. Look, girls and boys, if you take naked pictures of yourselves and give them to your boyfriends or girlfriends?
No. There's no qualifying statement. If you take naked pictures of yourself, they will get out.
On the internet.
No, but that's just it.
Yeah.
Anywhere that you have to assume, you have to be prepared that if you take naked pictures of yourself, that your mom and dad are going to see them.
In addition to the child porn count, Phillips was charged with defamation and sexual exploitation of a child. A child? Can we please stop calling teenage girls and boys children? Can we just stop that? Because they're not. They have the ability to make decisions for themselves. They are the next thing. I mean, they're young adults, and they are not children. They're sexual. This girl is sexually mature, not a child. Sorry, but hey, apparently she's a child pornographer, and so is he. Bizarre. We live in a very bizarre world. More coming up. Gen X and their jobs. This is Free Talk Live.
It's no secret that for the past 7 years, the Balance Bracelet has been one of the hottest products around. You've seen the Balance Bracelet on the wrists of golf professionals, athletes, and people from all walks of life. The Balance Bracelet not only looks good, it performs beyond most people's expectations. Many people say that it gives them a whole new outlook on life. Ask someone who wears one, or better yet, try one for yourself. The silver band with gold terminals is still the most popular and a bestseller. The Balance Bracelet has no magnets, but is ionized in such a way that wearers are so delighted they refuse to ever take theirs off. We're so confident that it comes with a lifetime guarantee. If you ever have a problem with your bracelet, we will replace it or repair it. Call 800-224-8912. That's 800-224-8912, or go to balancebracelet.com and use coupon code GCN and receive a 5% discount. Balancebracelet.com. Look good. Feel great. Offer not available in California.
If you've been thinking of acquiring a Rife machine, this is the time for action. At JW Labs, we build machines that are twice as powerful as Dr. Rife's most potent devices. Our Model A is a solid-state equivalent to our legendary vacuum tube-based instrument. It's much more affordable and easy to use. With JW Labs Model A, you will sweep through the entire range of frequencies known to be effective for viruses, bacteria, and more. Our customers report increased energy, reduction of pain, and relief from conditions untouched by conventional treatments. JW Labs has been building Rife machines for over 20 years. Let us help you take back your power regarding your health. Learn more at jwlabs.com. That's jwlabs.com. Or call us today at 888-891-1122. 888-891-1122.
Have you ever suffered from Giardia, food poisoning, heavy metal poisoning, arthritis, fatigue, or high cholesterol? Maybe you're one of the 75 million Americans that the Center for Disease Control reports is suffering from internal parasites. If so, Freshwater Organics is proud to introduce you to a million-year-old miracle that has been used all over the world by health-conscious individuals seeking alternatives to chemicals and drugs. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, is a 100% natural, organic product with absolutely no additives. When taken daily, it is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Many believe it is the key to a healthy digestive tract.
To find an FPP distributor near you, or to buy it now online, go to www.freshwaterorganics.com.
You can also call toll-free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Fact. Rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution. Detoxification integrated with Electro Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with the Electro Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life. For mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being. Order your Electro Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871. 888-212-8871.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number and bring up anything. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, including live streams, broadband version of the show, dial-up version, even a cam version. You can actually watch Free Talk Live. Not sure why anyone wants to do this, but people do, apparently. And there is a good reason, and that is that the audio quality is pretty darn good on the webcam. So go to freetalklive.com and experience all that for free. So, Mark, 10 reasons Gen X is very upset, apparently, about their jobs. What's this all about? Because you're a Gen Xer.
I am.
It could be argued I'm a Gen Xer. I'm like on the very, very outer periphery.
You're a cusp of X and Y.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I hope that Generation Y gets its own. Certainly Generation Z should get its own name. It's not fair that Generation Y should get its name from Generation X. That's not
fair.
That's
true.
And certainly
it's
Generation
lazy.
Z.
It's really lazy.
It's lazy but clever. The first one is clever, maybe. You know, calling them Generation Y might be considered clever to some extent. Generation Z is just lazy. Absolutely. But here's an article here on 10 reasons Gen Xers are unhappy at work. And I'm not sure that, certainly, they're not all unhappy at
work.
Where's
this from?
Businessweek.com.
Okay.
Corporations really need folks in their 30s and early 40s, but here's a tentative relationship at best that cohort between cohort and corporate America. I'm worried about Generation X and corporations. As far as I can tell, these two have a tentative relationship at best. They're likely headed for some rocky times ahead. This is from Tammy Erickson at BusinessWeek.com. Corporations really need Generation X. Folks from in their 30s to early 40s who should begin to serve their primary corporate leaders over the next couple of years. But I fear many current corporate executives are taking this small and therefore precious group for granted. Many of you Gen Xers are not thrilled with corporate life. I I enjoyed it when I worked at Clear Channel. I had no problems with it. I kind of like their whole churn-and-burn mentality. You tend not to trust institutions in general and deeply resent the boomers' confident assumptions that you'll be motivated by the same things that boomers have long cared about. Many of you have told me that you're planning to leave the corporate life soon to start entrepreneurial ventures or work for smaller companies. I'm all for that, too. I think that, you know, small business built this country. Small business is still the backbone of this country. And
we need more entrepreneurs.
Nothing wrong with that as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
Options you feel will suit you better than the corporate corporate roles looming ahead. Why are Gen Xers uncomfortable in corporate life? Reason number one. These are not the top reasons. These are just numbered. Okay?
Is she speculating? Or is she actually talking to Gen Xers?
Yeah, I think that she's certainly interviewed some people for this article. But you can't interview the millions of Gen Xers in the United States. So therefore, this article's wrong. How wrong is it? I don't know.
Let's find out.
So I think it's well written. I think it points to some issues that everybody can
look
at. Xers' corporate careers got off to a slow start, and many of them are still feeling the pain. You graduated when the economy was slow, and the huge bulge of boomers had already grabbed most of the key jobs. Plus, you know, that way the ones, the sort of late-blooming boomers, they still got the upper management jobs. There were just so many of them, you know? Mm-hmm. So we relegated to some extent to lower-end jobs. As in an article in May of 1985 issue of Fortune said, these pioneers of the baby bust generation are finding life, and that's what baby bust is, what they used to call us, life on the career frontier harsher than ever. They're snarled in a demographic traffic jam, stuck behind all those surplus graduates of the past decade. Number two, when you were teens, Xers witnessed adults in their lives being laid off from large corporations, in mass. As re-engineering swept through the business lexicon, this engendered most Xers to lack of trust in large institutions and strong desire for a life filled with backup plans. Just in case, many of the adults you saw laid off and then struggling to reintegrate were in their 40s, about the age Xers are reaching today.
Mm.
Number three, most corporate career paths narrow at the top. This is absolutely true. The perceived range of options diminishes as individuals become increasingly specialized in specific functions or roles. Xers crave options, which assuage your concerns about being backed into a corner, laid off from one path. The sense of narrowing career paths and increased vulnerability is often most palpable at the transition from middle to upper management. Just where many of you are today, this step also often brings demand for relocation and separation from established social networks.
Mm-hmm.
In addition, an additional assault on your sense of self-reliance. So basically, as you move up the corporate ladder, your choice of what you can do diminishes. And
Julia, for instance, my girlfriend, mm-hmm. is she works at Panera Bread,
mm-hmm.
and she is the assistant manager of the store, and she understands that if she wanted to drive around a lot, she could become a district manager,
sure.
but then she'd have to spend most of her days driving from one store to another. And
right. Whereas
she likes being here.
If she's at the bottom of the rung, she can decide whether she likes the cashier, or she likes baking mm-hmm. bread, or she likes cleaning the bathroom, or there's all kinds of things that she can do.
So basically, she's almost to that top. I mean, she can be the GM. That's her next step up. She can stay at this store. She could probably be a GM faster if she'd move to Concord or something like that, if she'd drive to Concord every mm-hmm. day. But she doesn't want to do that. She loves living here in the Monadnock region of New Hampshire. And so she understands that the GM is, you know, the max for her. But that's okay, because she doesn't have the idea. She doesn't even have it in her head that she wants to be there forever. She just, you know, she wants to.
You should strive to be the best you can.
She wants to create some savings and some wealth for herself, to where when she decides what it is she really wants to do with her life, she'll have the resources necessary in order to go out and do that. So she already has sort of a plan, just a general plan of where she's going. I feel sad for people that, you know, their only vision for life is that I want to be at the top of this company for the rest of my life, even though it's not their company. You know, I love the idea that these Gen Xers are being entrepreneurial, or that they at least aspire to be entrepreneurial. I think that's great. And is this article trying to talk them out of it, or is it just looking at the different reasons that they are feeling that way?
I don't think it's trying to talk them out of any. Well, at the very end of it, it tries to talk them out of leaving corporate life.
Oh, interesting.
You know, just sort of pointing out what Gen Xers, because The truth is that people don't really get out of their own skin and look at other people's situations very much.
Mm-hmm.
So the upper management that should be reading Business Week here is not looking at what it's like to be a Gen Xer. They're not looking at what they think is what it's like to be a baby boomer and, you know, the more corporate attitude that would be involved there. So they need to be educated on these aspects.
I have to say, I never think about my generation and what it's like to be.
Well, what?
Well, I'm me, and I think about my life and what I
want. But if you worked with 1,000 people in some kind of office setting, office building,
mm-hmm.
you would likely be drawn to the people with your interests in your age group that sort of fit your demographic.
Yeah, okay.
And the fact is, the people that have your interests and fit into your age group and are your demographic and have the things in common with you are a bunch of white 27-year-old kids. Guys.
Yeah.
Those are the people you're going to likely hang out with in that kind of attitude. So, therefore, this is more aimed at the corporate people out there. But I think that it has value for anybody who's in this age bracket and actually anybody in the other age brackets just to see what what they think about Gen Ys, because Gen Ys is coming up here, too.
Carry on.
All right. Just number four, just your luck. The economy was slow when you started the workforce, and now it's slowing once more. Just as you were standing at the threshold of senior management, stepping into leadership roles right now looks more difficult and the roles themselves more vulnerable than they have at any point in the past decade. So I think that that's absolutely true. Gen Xers have gotten, just those sort of twists of fate, some really bad shake on the economy. And likely they're going to trust corporate America for that less and less, because corporate America being in bed with the government and, mm-hmm. Causing all these problems. So, the government causes all the problems, but corporate America is implicit in it.
Much of it is.
Number five, then there are those pesky Gen Ys. Many Gen Xers are charged with managing Ys, mm-hmm. which, let's face it, is an impossible task, at least if you define manage as controlling their channels of communication. While vying for promotions and trying to look good, many of you feel that Ys are just doing an end run around you. So, the complaints are about the Gen Ys and how childish they all are.
Too childish, huh?
Yeah.
When they're saying they're doing an end run around you, that sounds to me like they're being better employees or that they're...
In some cases, I'm sure
that's
true.
That doesn't sound like childishness. Let's continue this in a moment. This is Free Talk Live.
The cynic says, I started losing my hair and there was nothing I could do. I wore a baseball cap because I was self-conscious. The believer says, I started using Avacor 2 months ago and already I'm regrowing my own hair. My bald spot is going. No caps for me. Are you a cynic? Avacor's formula is FDA approved to regrow your own hair in as little as 2 months. Avacor's topical formula contains the only ingredient approved by the FDA to regrow hair without risk of sexual side effect. Call right now and ask about getting a free month supply of Avacor and receive Boost just for trying Avacor. Boost can make your hair visibly thicker with its first application. Call 1-800-451-8920. That's 1-800-451-8920. This is a limited time offer, so call now. Call 1-800-451-8920. 1-800-451-8920. Or log on to avacorradio.com.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? TebowTech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, TebowTech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The TebowTech Essentials package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of TebowTech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TebowTech.com.
Hi, this is Alex Jones, and I want to talk to you about the high price of gasoline. It's no secret that gasoline quality is poor, even though we're paying record prices at the pump. I have run across a company called SFR, who has developed two products that improve gas mileage. Instead of paying a mechanic as much as $300 to clean your injection system, Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment cleans to 95% of new engine condition, improving mileage in only one tank full. Protecta engine treatment not only reduces friction, but it extends the life of your engine. Let's face it, with the high price of gasoline, it's time to take action. Purchase a Protecta fuel system treatment for only $9.95 and receive a free engine treatment, which is a $12.95 value free. Call 888-USE-SFR1. That number again is 888-USE-SFR1 or check them out online at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. And it's safe for all cars. Act now.
Can a magnet relieve pain? Can a magnet kill bacteria? Can a magnet address your health concerns? Lion Legacy has the answer. Lion Legacy has been around for 17 years and has coined the phrase properly designed therapeutic magnets. Lion Legacy offers therapeutic magnets that are used by people all around the world with great success. These are not everyday magnets that are designed to hold a report card on the refrigerator. No, these magnets are nothing like you've ever seen. What makes them different? What makes them unique? Well, the poles are separated to deliver the healing energy of the North Pole and are large enough to deliver an effective force field. They're so durable that if you happen to drop them, they won't lose their strength. There is nothing more natural and safe than magnetic therapy. Lion Legacy has developed a line of supplements that improve the effectiveness of the magnets even more. For more information, visit lionlegacy.com or call 800-778-5731. That's 800-778-5731. Or go to lyonlegacy.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain. And enough time for your call if you make it right now at 800-259-9231. Sickle CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are free. And if you like the show, want to help support Free Talk Live, shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. You know Amazon. They're the world's largest internet retailer. Huge selection, 41 categories to shop in. Everything from their tremendous books selection to DVDs to furniture, electronics, groceries even. Baby stuff, camping supplies, whatever you need, you can get it at amazon.freetalklive.com. And if you enter through that link, Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. Doesn't matter if you're buying used items. Free Talk Live gets a cut. So start your shopping there. In fact, downloadable items like their Amazon Unbox, where you can actually rent movies over the internet, we get a cut of that too. So it's all there at amazon.freetalklive.com. Start your shopping there and feel good because you're getting the stuff you want at the prices you're looking for. In many cases, free Super Saver shipping, and you're helping Free Talk Live all at the same time. What could be better? Amazon.freetalklive.com. Mark, we're in the middle of a story from Business Week talking about Gen Xers. And obviously, he's being very generic. They're talking about the, because when you're talking about millions of people, you have to be very generic. So clearly there are exceptions to this, probably a whole bunch of them. But they're talking specifically about the Gen Xers in the world of corporations.
Right.
In corporate America and what they want and why they're upset about their experiences in corporate America. And I think they should be. I think they should be. I think they should want to be entrepreneurs. She's suggesting that that's what they want, that they want to be entrepreneurs. And I want to continue talking about entrepreneurship, but let's finish the rest of the five remaining 10 reasons that they're disturbed.
Yep. Gen Xers are, in fact, number six, surrounded by a love fest and not feeling the love. As I wrote in last week's post, boomers and Ys are learning from each other and enjoying their interactions. It's easy to feel left out. Now, I don't know, have any idea what they're talking about. Apparently, the boomers are mentoring the Gen Ys, and Gen Xers are feeling left out. I don't know. Got me. Number seven, Xers are the most conservative cohort in today's workforce. And you're surrounded by shake-em-up types on both sides. In your personal lives, Xers are not particularly keen on rules, but you had to follow them in the workplace, and you resent it when others don't. It seems unfair to be rewriting corporate etiquette when you've had to toe the line for so long. Mm-hmm. You know, like, apparently corporations are having to rewrite the rules in order to get Gen Ys to even work for them.
Interesting.
So, Gen Xers didn't have the effect in the workplace. We're just happy to get the jobs. But the Gen Ys, they get to make a lot of the rules, I guess. I don't know. Mm.
Yeah, I don't experience any of this, so I can't comment on
it. Yeah, I don't know much about it either, but I think it's very interesting. Many Gen Xers, and I'm assuming that this person writing for Business Week has some inkling as to what she's talking about.
Who knows?
Many Xers.
If you want to agree or disagree or comment, you know, 800-259-9231, feel free.
Many of the Xers are guarding a closely held secret Would you like to know what that secret is, Ian? You're not all as comfortable with the technology that is changing the way things are done as everyone seems to think you are. And this is really the issue.
So they're turning into the old fuddy-duddy, right?
Right. Well,
these kids and their text messaging.
this is
get off my lawn.
Now, there's plenty of people my age that know a lot, especially in the Liberty Movement, that know a lot about computers. But,
yeah.
You know, I'm not as comfortable as I could be.
Well, let's be honest. The kids, they know more.
They do know more than I do. And often they're much more facile with it than I am.
So maybe that's what she's suggesting here, is these Gen Xers who certainly know more than many of the boomers are feeling inferior now because the youngsters know more than they do.
Right, and well, it's not the boomers. The Xers are uncomfortable because the Ys know more.
That's what I'm saying. The Xers know more than the boomers.
Yes.
But they're feeling uncomfortable because they know less than the Gen Y.
Well, it's perfectly acceptable for boomers to feign ignorance and ask for help. It's embarrassing for Xers to do
so. That's a good point. Yeah.
Number nine, if a boomer colleague, if boomer colleagues are annoying, the boomer parents of your Y reports are downright over the top. Xers can't believe the frequency with Y parent interactions and are deeply turned off by parents who make their presence felt in the workplace.
Oh gosh, is this like the helicopter parent phenomenon?
Yes,
where mommy comes to the college with her little, you know, with her 18-year-old
son. Those kids
coming to work now.
But now those kids that were the parents were going to college. Now they're
hovering at work.
They're mentoring their kids at work. Yeah.
Oh geez.
So yes, of course they've got things to say to the boss. My boss and my mother have never spoken.
That's
if your boss and your mother have spoken.
I've talked to your mom before. I guess I'm not really your boss.
You're not my boss. Stick it in your ear. If any of my bosses ever met my mother, it was like some, you know, function somewhere,
yeah.
And, you know, there was a handshaking, and that was, you know, the Mark's a great guy. Well, thanks. You know, that kind of interaction.
This is amazing. I mean, that got mentioned in this article must really mean it is a significant thing that's going on in the workplace today.
Yeah.
If you're one of those parents, what's wrong with you? I mean, how long are you going to baby your children? Are you going to just keep them living at home until they're 35 and go to work with them every week just to check in with the boss?
I assume they're talking to the apartment managers where the kids live, too. And, you know, I they don't have to live at home, you know.
I just
interviewing
am amazed
potential
by this.
Girlfriends.
How long do you think you need to hold your kid's hand for? This is back to that whole idea of the childification of America, of protecting kids, like rounding off all the corners and keeping them safe from every possible thing that might hurt their feelings or, you know, whatever. This is nutso. If you're one of those helicopter parents, what is up with you? What is your excuse for this? Do you think your kids are incapable? Do you believe that your kids are...
Well, they want to optimize the kids' experience.
No, that's not optimizing anything. That's perpetuating their reliance upon you. That doesn't optimize anything. I understand that they could have a hard time in the beginning out into the real world all by themselves. I understand that as a parent, you want your kids to be safe and you want your kids... I'm not knocking that sort of parental drive. But would you ever do that with Jack, your son, Mark? I mean,
I can't imagine that happening. But if he asked me for assistance, maybe advice, and certainly he can get. And
Dad, will you come talk to my manager at work? He's
that doesn't make
mean.
Any sense. No.
My manager made me clean the windows today, and I didn't like that.
I'm of the opinion that that my job is to prepare Jack for life,
mm-hmm.
And I don't think that
hovering is not preparing at all. Hovering is just continuing to protect and continuing to control. It's sick. Is there more?
Yep. Number 10. Finally, your own parenting pressures are at a peak. You're deeply committed to spending more time with your kids than your parents did or were able to spend with you, but juggling is getting more and more difficult. Is it time to jump off the corporate train? I hope not, at least not for most of you. Corporations really need your leadership. But I understand that we need to create corporate environments that are more conducive to your needs and preferences. I'm in the middle of my latest project, a book on career options and strategies for Gen Xers.
Blah, blah, blah. Well, as the Gen Xers end up taking more and more corporate roles at the top, they'll be able to restructure things in the way that they think will work best. So it seems like that'll iron itself out over time.
About the parenting thing, I'll tell you, working from the house like I do, I do the show here from I show up somewhere between 6 and 6:30 to do show prep and get ready to go on the air and things like that. But at 7 o'clock and 7 to 10, I do the show, and then I go home and try to fiddle around and find things to do. But during the day, I make telephone calls for Free Talk Live trying to get people to buy ads.
At home.
Right, at my house. And it's really nice to make, you know, at this point I'm up to nearly what I was making before I left Sarasota.
Really? Oh, that's good to know.
Nearly. And it's really nice to be able to sit at the house, spend time with my son, you know, go to lunch when I feel like it, do the things that I want to do during the day, and, you know, make that kind of money. And
it's a much more entrepreneurial activity.
Yeah, I just enjoy the way I work.
And even if you, you know, as you say, you know, even though you aren't making as much, certainly will be eventually, but even though you aren't making as much, the enjoyment factor is higher and the convenience factor is mm-hmm. higher, so that's worth something.
I don't have the gas expenses that I did either, and
you don't have to be in at a certain time in the office. You have to be here, but that's your choice. And it's always your choice. And working the corporation is your choice. And quitting and going and starting your own thing.
The company that I worked for previously, I was valuable, so therefore I could still set a lot of things for myself, too. And the more valuable you make yourself, the more you know, the more rules you get to break.
I just want to comment quickly here on the idea of entrepreneurship. And I encouraged it earlier, and I still want to encourage the idea. But I also understand the security that a job holds. Like, people feel better when they know that paycheck's going to come in week after week. And that's I think that's probably one of the main factors that holds people at jobs as opposed to going out and doing what their real passion might be. Whatever that entrepreneurial activity is that they would like to perhaps make into a career for themselves. I don't know if career is even the right term for entrepreneurial activity, but anyway,
sure it is.
Something they can do for themselves and be happier as a result of that. But I think the number one thing that stops people has to be regulation. It has to be the government's rules and controls over entrepreneurial activity. Because one of the reasons why this business is great for me is because I didn't have to ask anybody's permission to go and do it.
No.
I have to ask the permission of the radio stations to get on there, but as far as actually running my business, I didn't have to go and beg for permission. But in so many other activities, you want to be a plumber, you want to be an electrician, you want to do this and that, you have to go and beg some government bureaucracy, and you have to jump through all kinds of hoops, and that keeps people in corporate jobs. If we didn't have all this government control, we'd have more entrepreneurship, more opportunities, more choices. Spinny in here with you.
And Mark.
See you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, freetalklive.com.
Carrying around extra pounds is hard on your body and your emotions. Do you want to take some weight off? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The idea...